曾经做过这样的互相勉励啊，说我们不但读圣经，而且我们要背圣经，默想圣经。
I have once told a congregation that not only should we read the Bible, but we should memorize it, and we should be able to say it out loud without reading it.
Meditate, 默想，默想也要默想圣经。
We should also meditate on the Bible.
那我没有给各位做示范哈，那我就用要用一个经节来做示范。
And I'm going to demonstrate to you with a verse.
我们怎么来默想圣经
？How do we meditate on the Bible？
请看哥罗西书第三章。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3.
哥罗西书是我们家庭聚会刚查考过的一个书卷。
Colossians was the book which we have just completed in our family service schedule.
请看哥罗西书三章第四节。
Let's turn to Colossians chapter 3 verse 4.
第四节，基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你们也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
在这里，保罗说，主耶稣基督是我们的生命。
Here Paul says, Christ is our life.
这非常的重要。
This is important.
因为这不但跟现在，而且跟永恒的将来有关系。
Because there is a connection between this verse and the present and the future.
这里说，将来主耶稣要再来，主耶稣要显现。
And here says that Jesus will return and Jesus will appear.
那当主耶稣再来的时候，我们也要跟他一同显现在荣耀里。
And when he appears, we will appear with him in glory.
就是已经死了的人，他要复活，要改变。
That means that the people who have died will be revived and will transform.
那还活，耶稣再来还活着的人，他们要直接改变。
And those who are still alive when Jesus comes,will transform directly.
那就像主耶稣一样，有一个荣耀的身体。
And just like Jesus, they will have a new body full of glory.
那关键在于主耶稣基督成为我们的生命。
The key is to allow Lord Jesus to become our life.
那在这里，保罗只是用一个肯定的叙述句说。基督是我们的生命。
And here Paul said in a very definite tone, Jesus is our life.
那我们一个读圣经的人，我们就来怎么默想呢？我们来想，那如何使基督成为我们的生命？
So as a reader of the Bible, how do we meditate on this verse, Christ, who is our life?
那我们如何使基督成为我们的生命
？How do we let Christ become our life？
那如果我们这样子来思想的话，我们会对圣经能够有更深入、更广阔的这一种认识。
If we meditate on this verse, we can gain a deeper understanding of the Bible.
如何使基督成为我们的生命？
How do we allow Christ to become our life?
早上跟大家来分享的就是让基督成为我们的救赎主。
And this morning, our topic is to allow Christ to become our Savior.
Our Redeemer. 成为我们的救赎主。
This morning, our topic is how to let Christ to become our Redeemer.
我们请看罗马书第三章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 3.
罗马书三章二十节。
Romans chapter 3 verse 20.
所以凡有血气的，没有一个因行律法能在神面前称义，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
Therefore, no one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law. Rather, through the law we become conscious of sin.
这里所说的律法当然指着神的律法。
And here the law refers to the law of God.
那从这里这个经节让我们知道，我们每一个人都需要被救赎。
And this verse tells us that all of us needs to be saved.
因为在这个神的律法里头，我们都是有罪的。
Because under the law, we are all sinners.
所以借着神的律法来帮助我们知道我们是罪人，我们需要得着救赎。
So through God's law, we understand that we are sinners and we need to be redeemed.
那如何来得着救赎呢？
And how can we be redeemed?
21节，但如今神的义在律法以外显明出来，有律法和先知为证。
21. But now a righteousness from God, apart from law, has been made known, to which the law and the prophets testify.
救赎的目的就是要让我们得着神的义。
The purpose of salvation is so that we can gain God's righteousness.
因为罪人跟神之间没有一个对的关系。
Because there can be no direct relationship between a sinner and God.
所以必须要被救赎才能够跟神之间有一个对的关系。
Therefore, a person needs to be redeemed through salvation before he or she can have a direct relationship with God.
那就这个律法跟先知都来见证神所要给我们的方法。
And the prophets, and the God's law, all these things, bears testament to God's salvation for us.
22节就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
22. This righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. There is no difference.
这个方法呢，就是借着耶稣基督。
And we know the method of God's salvation is Jesus Christ.
23节。
23.
因为世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
我们说在神面前我们是罪人。
We say that before God we're all sinners.
为什么呢？因为我们亏欠了神的荣耀。
Why? Because we lack God's glory.
因为我们没有达到神创造我们、拣选我们的目的。
Why? Because we have not achieved God's goal, the purpose of why he created us.
我们不是偶然的来存在这个存在这个世界上。
We did not come to exist in this world because of some coincidence.
我们都是为了神而有的。
We were purposefully created by God.
那但是我们没有达到神创造我们的目的。
However, we have failed God's purpose.
24节。
24.
如今却蒙神的恩典，因耶稣基督的救赎，就白白的称义。
And are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
当我们对神有亏欠，那我们跟神之间就没有一个对的关系，我们在神面前就是不义的。
So when we are lacking before God, when we fall short of his glory, we are not righteous before him.
所以我们要借着主耶稣基督来被称为义。
And that is why we need to become righteous through Jesus Christ.
25节。
25.
神设立耶稣基督做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣基督的血，借着人的信，要显明神的义，因为他用忍耐的心宽容人先前所犯的罪。
25. God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement. Through faith in his blood, he did this to demonstrate his justice, because in his forbearance he had left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
在这里就讲到这个所谓救恩救赎它的本质。
Here talks about the nature of sacrifice and atonement.
第一个是神的怜悯。
First, we know this is through God's mercy.
神 怜悯他爱世界上的罪人。
Because of God's mercy, because of God's love for all the sinners of the world,
所以他设立了主耶稣基督来做挽回的祭。
He sent Jesus Christ to come to this world to be the sacrifice of atonement.
那第二个就是耶稣基督的宝血。
And second is the blood of Christ.
第三个是借着他所神所赐给我们的信心。
And third, through the faith God has given us.
那我们来领受耶稣基督为我们所准备的救赎的恩典。
To prepare us so that we can receive the blessings of the salvation which God has prepared for us.
26节。
26。
好在今时显明他的义，使人知道他自己为义，也称信耶稣的人为义。
He did it.To demonstrate his justice at the present time, so as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
借着主耶稣为我们准备的救恩，让我们在神的面前被称为是义人。
So through the salvation Jesus Christ has prepared for us, we can be called righteous before God.
这个就是耶稣基督的救赎。
This is the salvation of Jesus Christ.
那借着他的救赎，让我们拥有耶稣基督的生命。
Through his salvation, we're able to have the life of Jesus Christ.
这个救赎不但是身份的改变。
Salvation not only means that our status have changed.
我们从罪人成为神的儿女。
We have been transformed from being a sinner to God's children.
而且也是一种领受。得着生命，得着基督来做我们的生命。
And it is also again a receipt of God's life inside of us.
所以保罗说这是一个奥秘。
Paul said that this is a mystery.
这是基督里头的奥秘。
Paul said it is a mystery within Christ.
所以耶稣的救赎成为我们得着基督生命的一个关键。
Therefore, salvation of Christ Jesus is a key to bringing God's life into our lives.
今天有很多很好的东西你可以用钱来买。
There are many things, many wonderful things, which we can buy with money today.
但是救恩不是用钱买的。
However, salvation is not something you can buy with money.
今天很多的好的东西你可以变卖你的房地产而来交换。
There are many things for which we can sell our real estate properties to exchange.
但是拥有基督的生命不是用我们的房地产去交换的。
But having the life of Christ is not something you can exchange with your real estate property.
这是用耶稣的宝血所买来所救赎的。
Because this is something you can, this is something that can only be purchased through the blood of Christ.
那为什么每一个人都需要被救赎？
But why do we all need to be saved?
刚才提到的一个重点就是我们都亏欠神的荣耀。
We have talked about the fact that all of us are lacking before God's glory.
那就我们现在的生活，我们也需要得着救赎。
And based on our lifestyle today, we need God's salvation.
请看彼得前书第二章。
Let's turn to 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书第二章二十四节。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24.
二十四节
24.
主耶稣被挂在木头上，亲自担当了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受的鞭伤，你们得了医治。
He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed.
二十五节，你们从前好像迷路的羊， 如今却归到你们灵魂的牧人监督了。
For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
这两节经节在告诉我们，我们一般人，我们的现况。
The two verses describes the situation of the average person.
耶稣为我们在被挂在十字架上，是他担当了我们的罪。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross,He bore our sins.
所以这就告诉我们，我们是有罪的。
And that tells us that we are sinners.
在我们的生活当中，我们有很多的无知，有很多的过患。
In our lives, we show much ignorance. We show much. We have committed many errors.
这些无知，这些过患，就带来了生活当中的苦。甚至死。
And our ignorance and our mistakes have brought on bitterness and pain or even death to our lives.
再来说到说，因为主耶稣受的鞭伤，我们得了医治。
And here it says that because of his wounds, we have been healed.
这告诉我们说，我们是有病的。
And this tells us that we are sick.
当我们说到病，不要只是以为说人只有这个肉体上的病。
And when I'm talking about a sickness, I'm not talking about the sickness of the body.
人的病其实是很多的层面的，错误不对，这就是病。
Because there are many aspects of one's sickness. When we do something wrong, that is a sickness as well.
所以我们有时候讲说某某人的生活是很病态的。
And that's why sometimes we say that, oh, somebody so-and-so's lifestyle is sick.
我们有时候说这个家庭是有病的。
And sometimes we say, oh, this is a very sick family.
因为这家庭里头没有爱，没有和乐。
Because in this family, there is no love and there is no peace.
有时候我们会说这个社会是一个病态的社会。
And sometimes we say the society is very sick.
因为在社会里头有很多的缺失，很多的不公义。
Because there are many things that are going wrong in society, there's a lot of injustice that's prevalent in society.
因为有病，所以我们需要救赎，需要得着医治。
Because everything is sick, that is why we need to be healed, that is why we need to be redeemed.
彼得前书二章二十五节说：“你们从前好像迷路的羊。”
In First Peter chapter 2:25, it says that for you were like sheep going astray.
羊在我们的印象里头是非常温和甚至是脆弱的一种动物。
So in our mind, a sheep is a very meek and perhaps.Even delicate is a meek and delicate animal.
所以当提到迷路的羊，我们所想到的是什么
？So when we talk about a sheep that has gone astray, what do you see in your mind?
就是有恐惧，有危险。
You see danger and fear.
就是会受到猛兽的欺压。
You see that it might be attacked by a vicious animal.
那其实这也在反映着我们很多人的生活。
And this actually reflects the lives of many of us.
很多人是生活在这种危险的不安全恐惧里头。
Many people live under this fear and danger.
很多人是生活在这种无形的、有形的压力里头。
People live under this pressure that some are visible, some are invisible.
所以无论是面对着我们现实的生活，或者面对着这位伟大的神，我们都是需要被救赎的。
So whether we are confronted by reality, or whether we have come before God, we all need to be saved.
领受救恩，让我们得着救赎，而且得着基督的生命。
We need to receive God's salvation so that we can be redeemed, so that we can have God's life.
为什么这个主耶稣的救赎是这么的重要，这么的伟大呢？
So why is the salvation of Jesus Christ so great, so important.
我们来看看圣经怎么来描述这个救赎。
And let's see how the Bible describes his salvation.
请看马太福音二十章。
Matthew chapter 20.
马太福音二十章二十八节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 28.
二十八节，正如人子来，不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且舍命做多人的赎价。
Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
啊，这里最后一句话用了这样的描述，说主耶稣是舍命来做多人的赎价。
And here it says to give his life as a ransom for many.
当保罗在描述这个事情的时候，他说是为罪人来舍命。
And when Paul described this passage, he said that he died, he sacrificed his life for many sinners.
啊，他说世界上没有这么伟大的爱。
Paul said that in this world there is no greater love than this.
哦，在我们还做罪人的时候，主耶稣基督。就为我们来舍命。
While we were still sinners, Jesus Christ was willing to die for us.
什么是救赎？救赎就是神的爱。
What is salvation? Salvation signifies God's love.
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音三章十六节。
John chapter 3, verse 16.
十六节，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神如果不爱世界上的人，那么人早就被毁灭了。
If God did not love the people of this world, we would have been destroyed a long time ago.
神如果没有赐下主耶稣基督，那么人是绝望的，没有盼望的。
If God was not like Jesus Christ, then our lives are hopeless.
神如果不是要愿意救一切的人，那么人在所有的生活里头就没有所谓的公义了。
If God was not willing to redeem our lives, then we would not have righteousness.In our world today,
神如果不是救这些相信的人，而是用其他的条件，那么今天我们有多少个人能够来站在主的面前
？If God had attached other conditions in order for a believer to receive his salvation, we must ask how many of us then can stand before him today.
我今天有很多的活动或者场所，我们很想参加，但是我们条件不够。
There are many activities or places that we would like to participate in. However, we have not met the conditions or the requirements to participate in them.
那还有哪一个活动、哪一个地方能够跟天国来比较
？We must say What activities or what places on this earth can compare to the kingdom of heaven?
那天国只有一个条件，相信。
And there is only one condition attached to the kingdom of heaven, that is to believe.
虽然只有一个条件，但是对很多的人来讲，也是一个很大的挑战。
Although there is only one condition, but it is a challenge to many people.
但是愿意相信的人，这就是一个几乎是没有条件的条件。
But for those who are believers, this condition is not difficult at all.
因为救赎就是神的爱。
Because salvation signifies God's love.
这个救赎也叫做代替。
And salvation is also a sacrifice, a substitute.
请看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5,
第五章二十一节
verse 21.
二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪， 好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
这种代替啊，是我们所熟悉的一个字眼。
And this substitute, is something that we are familiar with.
在我们的生活当中啊，有时候也会有这种代替的情形。
And sometimes in our lives, we also face this kind of a situation.
但是也有很多的时候，你想要代替，但是无能为力。
And there are other times that we want to substitute something, but we cannot.
就好像父母亲有时候看儿女生病受苦，这个父母亲很不舍，很想代替孩子来受苦。
Just as a parent looking at a child sick or suffering, and the parent wants to be the substitute for the suffering, to suffer for the child, but that's not possible.
但是做父母亲的只能够在旁边忧虑着急，他实在是没有办法代替自己的儿女来受苦。
And all that a parent can do is to worry and suffer by watching the child suffer.
主耶稣看到我们在受苦，他愿意来代替我们。
When Jesus saw us suffer, he wanted to take our place.
而且他能够代替我们。
And he can take our place.
动物没有办法代替我们。
An animal cannot take our place.
我们人与人之间也不能够互相来代替。
And another person cannot take our place.
这里说只有那个没有罪的他来代替我们成为罪。
The Bible tells us that only those who have no sin can take our place.
所以这救赎就是神的爱，就是这种代替的爱。
Therefore, our redemption signifies God's love, because God took our place.
救赎就是神的爱，就是那一种舍己的爱。
Salvation, it signifies God's love,because it is a selfless act.
那我们看到救赎所带给我们的果效是什么？
And what kind of results can we receive from God's redemption?
第一个成就了和平。
First, we can have peace.
成就了人跟神之间的和平。
We can restore peace between God and man.
有了人跟神的和平，也带来了人与人之间的和平。
And once there is peace between God and man, there will be peace between people as well.
让我们个人得着医治，我们心中有平安。
When our hearts are healed, we will have peace inside.
让我们的家庭得着医治，我们家庭能够和睦、快喜乐。
And when our family members are healed, we will have peace and joy in the family.
这个救赎让我们跟这个世界有分别。
Salvation separates us from the rest of this world.
我所说的世界是握在恶者手下的世界。
And the world I'm referring to is the world that is under the domination of the evil one.
请看约翰一书第五章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 5.
约翰一书五章十九节
，First John chapter 5 verse 19，
十九节，我们知道我们是属神的，全世界都握在那恶者手下。
Verse 19, we love because he first loved us.
五章十九节 ，chapter five.
Excuse me. First John chapter 5 verse 19。We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one.
这里说不属神的人，他就是握在恶者的手下。
And here says that those who do not belong to God are under the control of the evil one.
在还没有得着救赎的恩典之前，是握在恶者的手下。
Before receiving God's salvation, we are under the control of the evil one.
很多已经得救赎的人在比较他过去跟现在的生活。
And those who have received God's salvation, they can compare their lives before and after believing in Christ.
过去 在恶者的手下受愚弄、受欺负、受压榨。
And before, when they lived under the control of the evil one, they were deceived, they were oppressed, and they had to live under fear.
啊，常常是生活在这个黑暗里头。
They lived in darkness frequently.
哦，所以救赎让我们跟这个世界，这个啊恶者所掌握的世界来分开。
Therefore, salvation takes us out of this world, which is under the control of the evil one.
哦，这个救赎帮助我们跟我们的罪性来分开。
God's salvation helps us remove our sinful nature.
哦，就是让我们能够胜过我们的罪性。
God's salvation helps us triumph over our sinful nature.
哦，让这个救赎让我们不再做错误的行为的这个奴仆。
God's redemption helps to free us from being the slaves of our sinful nature.
哦，所以很多得着救赎的人，他的生活形态也跟着改变了。
And therefore, those who have been saved often see a great transformation in their behavior.
哦，过去的那一些暧昧的旧行为。不再抓住他。
And they are no longer bound or trapped by their ambiguous or shameful behavior in the past.
得着救赎的人能够脱离过去的那一些不好的行为、不好的脾气。
And those who have been redeemed by God can be free from their bad habits or their ill temper in the past.
哦，所以救赎所带来的生活就是自由的生活。
Therefore, the life that salvation can bring to you is a life of freedom.
哦，所以保罗用两个字眼来形容。
And that is why Paul described this life with two words.
哦，说脱离了罪的捆绑。
He said that.You have been freed from sin.
哦，脱离了死的捆绑。
Freed from the traps of death.
哦，因为罪的工价就是死。
Because the price of sin is death.
哦，所以从罪来脱离自由了，也就脱离了死的捆绑。
Therefore, when we can be free from sin, we are free from death.
哦，那我们如何来领受这个救赎的恩典？
And how do we come to receive?The salvation.
请看以弗所书第三章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 3.
以弗所书第三章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 4.
新约圣经271页以弗所书三章第四节。
Ephesians chapter 3 verse 4.
你们念了就能晓得我深知基督的奥秘。
In reading this, then, you will be able to understand my insight into the mystery of Christ.
第六节
Verse 6.
这奥秘就是外邦人在基督耶稣里借着福音得以同为后嗣同为一体同蒙应许
This mystery is that through the gospel, the Gentiles are heirs together with Israel, members together of one body, and shares together the promise in Christ Jesus.
在这里保罗说这个领受救赎的恩典就是在领受基督所带来的奥秘。
And here Paul clearly tells us that to receive God's salvation is to receive God's mystery.
哦，第六节讲到无论任何人在主耶稣基督里头借着他的福音都要得着这救赎的恩典。
And in verse 6, Paul clearly tells us that regardless who you are, you can receive the salvation of Christ together.
再请看加拉太书第三章。
And let's turn to Galatians.
以弗所书的前面，加拉太书第三章二十六节。
Galatians chapter 3 verse 26.
二十六节，所以你们因信基督耶稣都是神的儿子。
You are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus.
所以相信主耶稣，让我们改变我们的身份。
Therefore, believing in Christ will transform us and change our status.
27. 你们受洗归入基督的都是披戴基督了。
For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ.
那方法就是借着受洗归入基督。
And the method is to be baptized so that we can come under Christ.
那我们就穿上了主耶稣基督，就既有主耶稣基督的身份。
When we have clothed ourselves with Christ, we have the status together with Christ.
我们就被称为是神的儿女。
We can be called God's children.
29节。
29.
你们既属乎基督，就是亚伯拉罕的后裔，是照着应许承受产业的了。
If you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise.
我们就要跟亚伯拉罕一样来承受产业。
We will be like Abraham together as God's heirs to inherit his assets.
承受主耶稣为我们准备的将来的天国的产业。
So that we can inherit the inheritance which Jesus Christ has prepared for us in the future.
那受洗归入基督
to be baptized to come under God's name
让我们得着救赎
so that we can be can receive God's salvation
我们对神的亏欠已经能够弥补了
we then can pay back whatever we are lacking whatever we owes God
那也就是说我们的罪得着了赦免
so that our sins can be forgiven
所以洗礼也是一项的奥秘
and therefore baptism is also a mystery
那为什么能够有这样的赦罪的功效呢
and how come a baptism sacrament can redeem one's sins
因为有圣灵的权柄
Because it has the authority of the Holy Spirit.
我们请看约翰福音二十章。
Let's turn to John chapter 20.
约翰福音二十章。
John chapter 20.
二十一节。
John chapter 20 verse 21.
耶稣又对他们说：“愿你们平安。父怎样差遣了我，我也照样差遣你们。”
Again, Jesus said, Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you.
二十二节说了这话，就向他们吹一口气说，你们受圣灵。
And with that, he breathed on them and said, Receive the Holy Spirit.
这里主耶稣要用圣灵来差遣他们。
Here says, Jesus was going to send them out with the Holy Spirit.
那为什么需要用圣灵来差遣他们？
And why would he need the Holy Spirit to send them out?
23节
23.
你们赦免谁的罪，谁的罪就赦免了。你们留下谁的罪，谁的罪就留下了。
If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven.
因为这个差遣是带着赦罪的权柄。
Because this mission is a mission of Redemption, a mission of forgiveness.
那为什么有赦罪的权柄？因为圣灵。
Why would there be an authority of forgiveness? Because this mission has the Holy Spirit with them.
所以我们领受救恩，接受洗礼，要在有圣灵的权柄的教会来受洗。
And that is why when we receive God's salvation, when we receive God's baptism, we must do so in a church that has the Holy Spirit of God.
在约翰一书第五章第七节说到圣灵作见证。
In 1 John chapter 5 verse 7 it says that has the Holy Spirit as the witness.
那所以这样的洗礼才有赦罪的功效。
And only that type of baptism would have the power to complete the remission of sins.
那什么是圣灵的运行跟明证？
And what would be the work, the movement of the Holy Spirit?
圣灵是看得见、听得见的。
Because the Holy Spirit is something that is visual, that is visible, that could be seen and heard.
请看《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传二章三十三节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 33.
三十三节，他既被神的右手高举，又从父受了所应许的圣灵，就把你们所看见、所听见的浇灌下来。
Verse 33, exalted to the right hand of God, he has received from the Father the promised Holy Spirit, and has poured out what you now see and hear.
这里说应许的圣灵是看得见、听得见的。
And here the Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit is something that we can see and hear.
所以让我们真正的从水和圣灵来重生。
So let us be truly reborn from God's Holy Spirit, God's water and blood.
这个救赎的过程，它是继续的在进行着。
This process of redemption is continuous, is ongoing.
我们每一个个人要不断的被救赎。
Every one of us needs to be constantly redeemed.
就是耶稣基督的宝血不断在我们的身上来产生功效。
And by that I mean the blood of Jesus Christ, the holy blood, has to continuously work inside us.
那个不是只是一次的功效。
This is not a one-time deal.
而是继续在进行的。
But an ongoing process.
请看约翰一书第九第一章。
Let's turn to 1 John chapter 1.
约翰一书第一章第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
新约圣经345页，约翰一书一章第九节。
1 John chapter 1 verse 9.
我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness.
这是约翰写信给已经得着救赎的弟兄姐妹。
This is John writing to the brothers and sisters who have been redeemed by God.
他告诉他们这个救赎的这个工作在每一个人身上是继续在进行着。
And he told us that this process of redemption is ongoing.
我们常常在信仰生活里头，我们反省自己。
We need to often reflect on ourselves.In our spiritual pursuits.
在神的面前来认罪悔改。
We need to repent and change our ways before God.
那信实公义的神，他就赦免我们，洗净我们。
Our righteous God will use his authority to redeem us.
让我们过着一个有盼望、充满喜乐的生活。
To give us joy and peace in our daily lives.
所以如何使基督成为我们的生命？
So how do we make Christ Jesus our life?
第一个就是我们要让耶稣基督成为我们的救赎主。
First, we need to let him become our savior.
领受他所为我们准备的救恩。
We need to receive the salvation he has prepared for us.
将来他在显现的时候，我们要跟他一同显现在荣耀里头。
And when he appears, we shall appear with him in his glory.
这是何等伟大、何等荣耀的时刻。
And that would be a glorious, a great moment.
因为基督已经成为我们的生命。
Because Christ Jesus has become our life.
我们一起唱诗294首。
Let us sing hymn 294.
Oh, 天就走成山，照我数来就。
Be seated.
我们这段时间，你好好的去想这个问题：如何使基督成为我们的生命
？So let us use this time to think about the question as to how we can let Jesus become our life.
那我也会陆续的跟大家来分享我在这个默想这一计划的过程里头我的领受。
And I will continue to share with you my insights.From my meditations of this passage.
我们现在一起来做结束的祷告。
And now we're going to hold a concluding prayer.
我们为下个礼拜的灵恩布道会来祷告。
Let us pray for the spiritual convocation next week.
求主耶稣施恩带领让我们无论是慕道朋友、弟兄姐妹都能够不受阻挡的来参加灵恩布道会。
And let us pray to God that so that our brothers and sisters and our visitors can all participate in next week's evangelical services without interruption.
求天父真神照着我们的准备将他所应许的各样属灵的福气丰丰富富的来赏赐给我们。
We pray so that our Heavenly Father will give us the blessings and joy as promised in the Bible.
我们现在愿意接受按手祷告的，我们可以到前面来，我们一起祷告。
And those of us who wants to have the pastors lay hands on them, please come forward to the front.